Roman, you were getting a new bike, weren't you?
I was. The problem was the only bike they had in stock was 28 inches, which is just a little too long for me. I'm too short for the bike, basically. Okay. So I've ordered the 26-inch model and hopefully it'll be in next week.
Okay.
Well, it'd be a bit like having to try and stretch your legs down on the penny farthing, won't it?
Yeah, I'm not into riding penny farthings either for much the same reason.
Yeah,
if you've got a big wheel, you need a long leg.
Yeah, this is very true.
And there's no gears on it either.
That's true.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
Well, you're fairly flat nevertheless. You don't need to worry about gears.
This is true.
And, yeah, occasionally you see people riding around on recumbents and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so I've seen someone commuting on a penny farthing. And I've also known someone who does part of his commute on a unicycle.
A unicycle?
Yes.
Okay, that's interesting.
Like
you wouldn't want to have to go too far, would you?
I think he comes in from Prospect, but from somewhere like North Adelaide, he'll get out of the bus and then take the rest of the journey into the city.
Oh, nice.
So just across the Torrens Valley, up Frome Street.
Ooch.
Yes. But it would take a lot of energy.
It would too. Yeah. I saw this thing on TV just recently. There was the unicycle championships. Well, they had all these events on your unicycle. So you had unicycle hurdles. And obviously there was, you know, unicycle racing and lots of unicycle jumping events. It seemed very interesting.
Sort of like a unicycle Olympics.
Kind of, yeah.
I'm surprised that, you know, given the car race here, they don't have a unicycle race here as well. I mean, they've got a tomato festival on at the moment.
Right.
You can be throwing tomatoes at unicycle.
Well, yes, this is what I'm thinking. You know, you have the unicycle dodge tomato relay slam event.
So you'd have to be kind of equitable about it as to how the track looked with the tomatoes in it.
Oh, no, well, what you'd do is you'd sell tickets and give people tomatoes, so they'd be part of the course. As the riders come through the course, they all get to throw the tomatoes at the unicyclists.
All right. You wouldn't have a solo person going through. It would have to be everyone.
No, I think it'd have to be everyone, to be fair, because they're all riding under the same conditions.
Yes, otherwise you'd get the first person to go through.
We'll get all the tomatoes.
Not so much that. It's just the track would be nice and dry, and the last person going through would have the slipperiest track of all.
True.
There is that. Though you could be...
But there'd be less people throwing tomatoes.
You could clean the track between each event.
Less ducking to have to do.
So it could be a strategic decision as to when you try and cross the tomato-throwing field.
Ah, right. That's why it would have to be everyone going at once.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay.